It's Friday, March 19th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hindus in India brutally beat and then exiled a Christian family for refusing to participate in pagan ceremonies. Devi said her father-in-law beat her and threatened to behead her after she refused to participate in a blood ritual. Devi and her family, including several children, now live outside the village in the woods with no income. They must walk 2 miles to get water and face continued attacks from the village. Matthew 10 says, "A man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it." On Wednesday, a Japanese court ruled that the government's ban on faux homosexual marriage violates the country's constitution. Japan is the only G7 nation that does not recognize such unions. Other G7 nations include Canada, France, Germany, Italy, the UK, and the US. Although the ruling does not legalize homosexual unions, it could pave the way for such legislation. Scotland's police are investigating Hope United Church in Motherwell after the church broadcast services where participants were not social distancing or wearing masks. A Scottish Parliament member for the area reported the church to police. Currently, Scotland has banned churches from hosting in-person worship services or private prayer groups. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long killed 8 people on Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia. The shooter killed 6 Asian women in 3 massage parlors. Cherokee County Sheriff Frank Reynolds reports that Long said the attacks were not racially motivated. Long told police he had a sex addiction and saw the locations as temptations for him that he wanted to eliminate. Jesus said in Mark 7, verses 15 and 21, "There is nothing that enters a man from outside which can defile him, but the things which come out of him, for those are the things that defile a man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders." California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom acknowledged this week that the attempt to recall him will likely make it on the ballot. Republicans are mounting their 6th attempt to remove Newsom. Backed by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former Governor of Arkansas Mike Huckabee, the recall effort comes in response to Newman's strict coronavirus shutdown policies. On Monday, Latexo, Texas became the 23rd city in the state to ban the murder of unborn babies. The city council voted 4-0 to pass the Sanctuary for the Unborn ordinance. The ordinance bans abortions in the city and prohibits abortion businesses from opening there. COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in Texas continued on a downward trend this week after Republican Governor Greg Abbott repealed the state's mask mandate last week. Meanwhile, Oklahoma Republican Governor Ken Stitt announced the repeal of coronavirus restrictions in the state last week. And Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Tom Wolf announced that he will lift certain limits on restaurants and businesses next month. The U.S. Federal Reserve Central Bank projects that the economy will grow 6.5% this year and unemployment will fall to 4.2%. The Fed also expects inflation of 2.4% and plans to keep interest rates near zero. And finally, a new Barna report found that Christians fared better than the average American over the last year of COVID-19 disruptions. The report found 25% of Christians said their emotional well-being increased during the pandemic, compared with only 15% of the general population. Christians were also more likely to report increased satisfaction with their work-life balance and social life. Jesus said in John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, March 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.